Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting second, the first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting third, the third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh, the catcher, Joe Garagiola. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Bob Talbot. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jim Davis. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Jim Davis. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Gare Alley. Batting second, the third baseman, Dick Cole. Batting third, the first baseman, Preston Ward. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting sixth, the catcher, Jack Shepard. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Kurt Roberts. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Dick Hall. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Max Serkant. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Max Serkant. And now, play ball. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a pop-up towards first. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gare Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Jackson. Alley moves to second. Dick Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole takes first base on ball four. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. Alley moves to third. Cole moves to second. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alley tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Pirates. Jack Shepard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shepard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cole scores. There goes Thomas trying to get to third. Kiner throws the ball into Jackson, who tags Thomas for the out. It's 2-0, Pirates. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cole fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks bunts towards first. Ward scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Banks for the out. Two outs. Joe Garagiola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garagiola takes first base on ball four. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Gordon picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a double and an error on Gordon. Garagiola goes all the way around to score. Talbot moves all the way to home. Two runs are unearned. It's Cubs, 2, Pirates, 2. Jim Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roberts misplays the ball. That's an error on Roberts. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0 for 1 in the game. Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Serkant fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Kurt Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Jackson. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Serkant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serkant bunts towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. Roberts moves to second. Two outs. Gare Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alley hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Skinner now playing first base. D. Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fondi bunts towards first. Skinner fields the ball and throws to Serkant covering. Safe. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gordon. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Fondi goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Cubs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 1 in the game. Kiner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shepard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer hits a line drive towards third. Cole reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Joe Garagiola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garagiola is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Garagiola takes first base on ball 4. Jackson moves to third. Banks moves to second. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Talbot hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roberts scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cole hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis strikes out. One out. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0 for 2 in the game. Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Allie scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. D. Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gordon strikes out. One out. Jack Shepherd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shepherd is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shepherd hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 1 in the game. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Allie can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 2 in the game. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cole fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Allie scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Serkant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serkant is 0 for 0 in the game. Serkant hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gare Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kiner. Allie reaches second base with a double. Dick Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cole hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Allie trying to get to home. Kiner throws the ball into Garagiola who tags Allie, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Allie scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Garagiola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garagiola is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Garagiola hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Talbot hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ali scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-1 in the game. Skinner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kiner. Skinner reaches second base with a double. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Skinner scores. It's Cubs, 3, Pirates, 3. Jack Shepherd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shepherd is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shepherd hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mixa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-2 in the game. Roberts hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gordon moves to second. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mixus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis strikes out. One out. Eddie Mixus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixus is 0-for-3 in the game. Mixus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roberts scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mixus moves to second. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cole fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cole. Mixus scores. Jackson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Cubs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Shepherd and he is out, Cole applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Max Serkant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serkant is 0-for-1 in the game. Serkant hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gare Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Alley takes first base on ball 4. Hal Jeffcoat now pitching. Dick Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cole takes first base on ball 4. Alley moves to second. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards second. Mixus scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 3 in the game. Kiner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 3 in the game. Sauer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-3, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Garagiola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garagiola is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Garagiola hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Talbot hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to second. Vern Law pinch runs for Sid Gordon. Toby Atwell pinch hits for Jack Shepard. Jim Mangan pinch hits for Toby Atwell. Jim Mangan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mangan takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to third. Law moves to second. Paul Minner now pitching. Kurt Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Thomas scores. Law moves to third. Mangan moves to second. It's 6-4, Cubs. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 3 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Law tags and scores. Mangan tags and moves to third. Roberts tags and moves to second. One out. It's 6-5, Cubs. Luis Marquez pinch hits for Max Serkant. Luis Marquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquez hits a pop-up towards first. Fondi catches it and throws to third to double up Mangan. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Luis Marquez now playing right field. Jim Mangan now catching. Johnny Hetke now pitching. Paul Minner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minner strikes out. One out. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Mixis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Roberts settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley misplays the ball. That's an error on Alley. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson bunts towards the mound. Hetke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9. With the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Gerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ali is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Ali hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops it up and throws to first, with Minner covering, for the out. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Skinner hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 5. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.